This is the narrative of the devil with regards to this great event of the passion of our Lord Jesus. And that is, isn't God disappointing? God is so disappointing that because he does not do what we want. Didn't you want him to be a king, to save you from the Romans? But he went and died on the cross instead. God is so disappointing. And now 2,000 years ago, all you want is God to be like a genie in the bottle, right? And grant you 3 wishes. All you want is a little more pleasure in this life. All you want is a little resource, a little more money, so that you can enjoy life better. Isn't all you want is a little more happiness in this life? But God instead goes to the cross. He suffered and died there. God is so disappointing. This is the narrative of the church. Let us give thanks and praise to God today and pray that God is not disappointed with us. Because for 40 days we have failed. We started out making all kinds of promises. I will pray more. I will give of myself more. I will give more to the poor. I will make more sacrifices. I will go to church more often. I will not eat meat on Friday. I will not eat chocolate. And we failed. All of us have failed in the last 40 days, small ways or big ways. God, please don't be disappointed with us. The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that not only God is not disappointed with us, he is gifting us with this week called Holy Week. Why? Because it is this week that God is going to make you and me holy if we do our part. This is the week. In spite of our failure, despite of our sinfulness, our broken promises, today, as we enter Holy Week, God is ready to start over with us again. Please, God, don't be disappointed with us. For we do not know how to love you. How can we know how to love God, the invisible, almighty God? The good news is that God is not only not disappointed with us, he goes to the cross and he dies there, so that he can open the gates of heaven for us. You see, we don't belong to heaven. We're humans. We're not gods. Heaven is God. It is by suffering and dying on the cross that Jesus opens the gates of heaven so that we mortals, mere mortals, can be with God forever. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us take this week. The 40 days are gone. Now we have Holy Week. Whatever we have done, whatever we have not done, this is Holy Week. Turn off the TV, turn off the radio. Okay, if you cannot live without the TV or the radio, at least turn it down. Open up the Bible that's been gathering dust on your shelves and read the Passion prayerfully. This is the week, my brothers and sisters. This is the week. The church has prepared for you many events during this week, and it's all listed for you in the back of the bulletin. So after Mass today, please make sure that you take home a bulletin, which you do every Mass, should do every Mass anyway, but very important for today. All of the events for Holy Week to help you to avail yourself through the power of God making you holy. Every day of this week, when we wake up in the morning, pray. Say to God, God, I am sorry that I don't love you enough. Teach me to love you more.